Okay. And then what is the kind of bird that can see in the dark?
The kind of bird that can see in the dark? Bat.
The bird, though.
Bird, that's a rodent.
Bat's a... Yeah. The big eyes. And,
oh.
Mm-hmm. And then what is the little bitty one with a high voice?
Little bitty bird. Canary?
Owl. It's a type of owl.
Hoot owl.
A little one.
I don't know.
How about squinch owl or scrinch owl or scrooch owl?
I've heard that, but I didn't know it was a little owl.
What have you heard?
Squinch owl.
Squinch owl?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Then let's see. How about the kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodpecker or peckerwood.
You've heard both?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear peckerwood used for people?
Seems like I have, but I can't remember.
Is it an insult?
Yeah, a peckerwood.
Do you know what type of person it would mean?
No.
All right. Do you know a name for a particularly large type of woodpecker?
Uh-uh.
Ever hear one called a Lord God?
No.
There really is such a thing, apparently. Okay, how about the black and white animal with the powerful smell?
Skunk.
Anything else for that?
Polecat.
Same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear of a civet cat?
Uh-uh.
I think that's mostly in Arkansas. Then the little animals, a general name for little animals that might come and get your chickens. And say, I'm going to get a gun and go shoot those.
Weasels.
Well, you don't really know what kind of animals.
Varmints.
Pardon?
Varmints.
Okay, would you ever use that for people?
Yeah.
Meaning?
Scoundrel.
Okay, good. And let's see, the bushy-tailed animal that lives in the treetops.
Squirrel.
Mm-hmm. Different types of those?
I don't know.
Well, what do we have around here? What color?
Gray. Gray squirrels.
Any others?
Not that I know of.
All right. Did you ever hear of a kind of squirrel called a boomer?
Mm-mm.
All right. Then how about the little thing that runs along the ground that has stripes down its back?
Chipmunk.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for it?
I'd never seen a chipmunk until 2 weeks ago out here.
Really? They don't have those in Lynette at all? Mm-hmm. They don't have them in South Georgia.
We have squirrels, but we don't have chipmunks.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I think squirrels are universal. What about some common freshwater fish that you might have around Lynette?
Brim, bass, carp, catfish.
Mm-hmm.
There's one I can't think of starts with a C.
Crappie. Okay.
And that's all I know.
Okay. How about snakes?
What kind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Chicken snake, water moccasin, diamondback, rattler. There's a cottonmouth moccasin, and coral snake. And I've only seen one of those, by the way.
Mm.
They are something to see.
Poisonous?
Yeah. And that's all I know.
All right. And then the thing that pearls are supposed to grow in?
Oysters.
All right. And another type of seafood that's pink and curly and has a... You don't eat the tail?
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. And if you were buying several of those, you'd say, I want several...
Shrimp.
Okay. And... the kind of thing, big thing that croaks in the marsh at night?
Bullfrogs.
And how about the little tiny ones that live in trees?
Tree frogs.
Any other name for those?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what that is.
There are lots of them, like spring frog or peeper or tree toad or grass
tree frog. Toad is what I was thinking about. Tree toad.
Mm-hmm. Is that, that's not the same as the thing that gives you warts, is it? Or is
no.
It? What's that?
That's a toad.
But that's...
Toad frog.
Mm-hmm. But a toad is not a tree toad.
No.
How does it differ? Is it bigger?
Yeah. It's bigger and it hops on the ground.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't live in the tree.
No.
I see. And then let's see. What about things that you go fishing with that you dig up?
Worms.
And are there types of those?
Well, there's grub worms and red worms. And that's all the two I know.
Mm-hmm. And then the hard shell thing that pulls in its head and its legs?
Turtle.